Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
What's happening with the rugby league interchange, mate? Your thoughts on that, because you were quoted on the weekend, Matthew, of making some big changes.
Oh, look, Paul Crawley rang me from the Daily Telegraph, and he said, look, they're about to get together again, the coaches, and discuss the rules and that sort of stuff. And in my opinion, look, the players are getting fitter. What we need to do is we've got to drop the interchange. At the moment, there's 10 interchanges. And my thoughts of this with the interchange is that when you fatigue the player, the players, the game really opens up. And we have enough stoppages with video referee that you go down to 6 interchanges. And the crucial one is once you are replaced, you cannot go back on the field. Now, what this will do, this will start to eliminate getting lots of players into tackles, yep, and really will go a long way to eliminating the wrestle out of the game. Because if a player knows that once he's out of gas and he gets replaced, he doesn't go back on, they naturally start to conserve energy. You won't see big players running from a distance to get involved with the tackle just to slow it down. They will naturally start to conserve. So for mine, it's a no-brainer. What you have is clubs with vested interests. You know that clubs have got
forwards.
Big forwards and they want to go down, so they lean on their doctors who come out and say, "Oh, it's a health risk." The greater health risk is players getting their shoulders dragged out of their sockets and whatnot due to the wrestle. So, for mine, it's a no-brainer, Gus.
Yeah, and it's one thing that's been eliminated from our game because of the interchanges attrition. We don't see anyone going there that next level and getting their second wind. I say go one step further. If you're going to have that, if you're going to make the players tired, let's make the referees tired. We need one ref. When I see two refs over-officiating the games and it just makes me a little peeved when they pick up little minute things all the time.
Well, the Four Nations was terrific to watch, wasn't it? It wasn't a penalty every 3 minutes.
It was kind of going back a step, and to go forward, I reckon we should do that.